Chapter 28. The grate squealed open, and Gorky's face appeared in the dim light of his torch. He looked pleased. Logan hated the man with all his heart.
"Fresh meat, kiddos," Gorky said. "Sweet, fresh meat."
Some of the prisoners behind Gorky started sobbing. It was a deliberate cruelty to bring them here at this time of day. It was noon. The howlers were shrieking for all they were worth, hot, fetid air gusting up out of the hole like a giant, endless fart. It made the torches dance, and the figures of the holers seemed to leap and twist as their sweat gleamed. Since Logan had jumped down the hole 82 days ago, they had only thrown one prisoner in the hole. Gorky had done it. And he had thrown the man into the hole, straight into the hole. The convict's face had smacked wetly against the lip of the hole, and his body had plunged into the abyss. So now the animals and the monsters crowded around the hole as they did when Gorky threw in bread. It wasn't to save the prisoners' lives. It was to save their meat.
"All right, my lovelies," Gorky said. "Who's first?"
Keeping an eye on Finn, who was also eyeing him, Logan stayed back from the edge of the hole. He had the longest reach, but catching a falling body was different from catching falling bread, and Finn had uncoiled his sinew rope from around his body. There was a scuffle above, and curses, and a woman flung herself at the grate. Gorky tried to intercept her, but she dove under his arms. She dropped head first toward the floor, then jerked to a stop as Gorky caught her dress. She screamed and kicked as she hung directly over Logan's head. He jumped and grabbed one of her flailing arms and yanked, but his hand slipped. She dropped a few more feet forward so that she was hanging upside down, 10 feet from the stone floor.
"Finn!" Lily cried. "Get him!"
Gorky was on his knees, holding on to the girl's dress with one hand and onto the grate with the other. His head was exposed. For Finn, who practiced incessantly with his lasso, it was an easy target. Gorky was cursing, but he was strong. Logan jumped and reached for the girl's hand again, but missed. Finn came running with the lasso in his hand. The rest of the holers were howling and flinging feces at Gorky. Logan jumped again and caught the girl's hand. Her dress tore, and she fell on top of Logan. He was barely able to break her fall, only trying to angle her away from the abyss. Logan staggered to his feet and saw Gorky's face livid in the torchlight, still exposed, just waiting for a noose to drop around his neck, just begging to be dragged into the hole and torn apart. Turning, Logan saw Finn just feet away, but the man had dropped his lasso. Logan barely had time to see the glittering steel in Finn's hand before Finn stabbed him. Flesh parted along Logan's ribs and his left arm as he twisted hard to avoid the blade. Finn's hand got caught between Logan's left arm and his body as Logan twisted, and Logan heard the knife fall to the stone floor. Logan brought a fist toward Finn's head, but the man ducked, fell to the floor, and scurried back. Logan started to go after him, determined to kill the man while he had the chance. But as he moved forward, behind him, the holers closed on the girl. He couldn't leave her. He knew what they saw when they looked at a young, half-naked woman, dazed from her fall. He'd heard the rapists reminisce about it, tell how many sweets they'd banged. Some of them couldn't even bang Lily. A willing woman left them limp. Logan roared with pain and frustration. The animals collapsed backward. The girl had picked up the knife and was standing now with her back to the wall. She braced herself to keep from falling. From the way she stood, she'd sprained her ankle in the fall.
"Stay back," she said, waving the knife around ineffectually. "Stay back!"
Her eyes darted from Logan to the abyss, and then to Nasher. The girl was shaking. She was pretty in a fragile sort of way, with long blonde hair and fine features. She was barely dirty, though, so she couldn't have been in prison long. Long enough for Gorky, though, damn him to the ninth circle of hell. There was fresh blood staining her torn dress between her legs. Logan held his hands up.
"Easy," he said. "I'm not going to hurt you, but we need to move or they'll start falling on us."
Her eyes flashed up the grate, and she began scooting along the circular wall. Gorky had been pulled away from the grate by the other guards. The rest of the prisoners were herded to the grate. The first man didn't want to jump in, so they pushed him. The 15-foot fall onto solid rock broke his legs, and the holers were on him in seconds. To Logan's dismay, Nasher joined them, flinging aside others and sinking filed teeth into living flesh. The second man froze at the spectacle he could hear but barely see. The guards pushed him in and he too became meat. After that, most of the other prisoners were willing to hang from the grate and drop in themselves. Logan had no time for it. On another day he might have fought for meat himself, but he wouldn't feed today, not with this girl here. Her presence made him remember better things. He wanted to weep.
"Gods," he said. "Natasha Grayson."
The words escaped his lips. He shouldn't have said anything, but the shock of seeing another noble was too great. At 17, Natasha was the second eldest Grayson daughter. She was his cousin. Natasha Grayson stared at him, her wide, frightened eyes taking in the tall, emaciated wreck of what had been a huge athletic body. He was a shadow of what he had been, but though he had withered, he was still tall, unmistakably tall. He held his hands up to silence her, but he was too late.
"Logan? Logan Gyre?" she said.
He felt his world ending. In all the time he'd been down here, he'd been only king, or 13. In the madness of hunger, he'd eventually joined the others who stood around the hole to catch bread. With his long reach, he got more than most. At the cost of letting Gorky know that a tall, blonde man was in the hole. But he'd never, never, never used his real name. Shooting a glance over his shoulder, he saw that new prisoners were still dropping in the hole, sprawling as they hit the ground. In the near total darkness, they were blind, terrified, whimpering, and shrieking, and cursing and weeping as they heard the holers tearing into the fresh meat. The holers were fighting, and Gorky was laughing and cheering at the spectacle, taking bets on what would happen with each prisoner. And the howlers were howling. A lot of noise, a lot of confusion, a lot of distractions. Perhaps it had passed without notice. But one of the new prisoners wasn't whimpering, wasn't confused, wasn't distracted. Tenser Vargen didn't appear frightened, despite the noise and the heat and the stink and the darkness and the violence. His head was tilted toward Logan and Natasha, his eyes squinting against the midnight dark. He looked thoughtful.